Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Ears After Hours. I am Danny, that is Rudy, and on episode number 5, we have another March Madness, and this is the character edition. We will start off before I introduce Rudy. We've messed around, we've done some things, and hopefully the internet issue will go away. Rudy can attest, it is not my internet, it is this app that does not like us. So we're going to give it a whirl, and if not, we'll figure something out for next week. But with that being said, Rudy, how are you on this fine Monday night? And Rudy's not there. He's deaf. Okay. So I'll start it. Everything's going swell, obviously, starting right off, as you can tell. It's if I'm not frozen, Rudy's messing around with shit that he shouldn't be messing around with. We had everything going smoothly, but, you know, oh, let's see. No, your mic is muted, bud. That's the problem. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a good night. It is going to be a very interesting show. If you were able to review some of the things that were posted about tonight's episode, there's a couple heavy hitters going against each other in the early first round. So it'd be interesting. Let's see if Rudy is back up and working. Rudy, are you back up and working yet? No? Okay, we'll keep vamping then. That's just how this shit is. He was late to the show. His shit was all jacked up. Yeah, are you there? No, he's not. It's okay. Rudy, check on the bottom of the screen where your little face is. It's showing to me that your mic is muted, but let's just take you out of there for now and pop you back up, see if that worked. It did not. All right, so, you know, we did a couple March Madnesses already. For the podcast listeners, I saw you guys all downloading, which has been fantastic. We thank you for that. I can see you and we can hear you now. Okay, you're just frozen, but that's fine. It's okay to be frozen. It's, trust me, I live in that world every day. So outside of the technical issues, how are you doing tonight? And his own. You have a major delay. Your lips are not matching your words. They're coming out much later than what you liked. It sucks, doesn't it? How infuriating. That's fine. I know that feeling of just like, why the fuck isn't shit working? We've obviously been there the last 3 weeks, so I get it. I've been on the other side of it. Back to what I was saying for the podcast listeners, obviously episode 3, you guys weren't able to listen to it. I put out a little just announcement saying, hey, my bad, you know, with everything going on. We all thought it was my internet. It wasn't. But that was one of our better shows, not view-wise, surprisingly, because that was a really good show. The Q&A show, I think it did like 50,000 views, which is just absurd. We thank you guys so much for that. But besides that, yeah, we did the wish. We started off in episode 2 with the questionnaire. And, you know, we've been going to these March Madness brackets, so we're going to continue with that as long as Rudy's voice is going to work.
Do I look like a Japanese movie still?
I mean, you look terrible, but at least you sound better. It's all coming through clearly, so, oh, man. But,
I can't even.
You know what? They all think it's hilarious, so it's okay. As long as our listeners are okay, it is what it is. Besides the technical issues and the fact that we just lost like 10 people watching because of your nonsense, you know, besides that, we're doing pretty well. Outside of that, how you doing?
I'm doing terrible. I'm not feeling well. I'm cranky. It's going to be one of those nights tonight. We'll just get through it.
I was so cranky. My wife said, why don't you cancel the show? And I was like, man, we're just going to talk through this shit.
Here, can you hear this? Listen, hold on.
Yeah, you sound like, you know, a smoker. Smoking on too many of them Paul Malls, those Virginia Slims.
Dude, I'm checking my mic the other night, and I'm just like sound testing everything. I'm like, holy crap, is that me wheezing? I got this like wicked wheeze going on.
You want to know what the difference is? A, Rudy got a new mic, so which is fantastic. But B, your mic has never been that close to you. Think about how far away your mic used to be. So that's why you've never heard it.
Yeah, but I've never had a wheeze before. I'm sick. I'm like a dying old man.
I mean, maybe it's that gobbler. Maybe you should stop going to what's that fucking restaurant you post all the time.
Which one?
I don't know. You get fast food there. Freddy's?
Portolino's?
Portolino's. Yeah,
Portillo's. Whatever.
Bartillo's, whatever. Something to pee, Freddy's. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe I'm stop eating there once in a while. Jesus Christ.
I know. Look at this thing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
All right. Well, we're going to get started here. We're going to jump right in. Once again, this is a March Madness bracket of Disney characters. And don't fuck me. That's all I'm going to say. Ashley's not here tonight, so you lost one of your henchmen. So I only have to worry about Bailey, you know. But
how's that, I mean, Irishman? In all fairness, she did say every vote that I get, she's going to vote my way.
Yeah, that sucks. If you ain't here, you ain't here. That shit don't work that way.
I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to start off with an interesting one. We got Moana versus Aurora.
I got to say something really quick. I made some corrections. What?
Go ahead. Made some corrections.
You know, Kronk is going to take the place of Hercules.
That was an odd one. I saw you replace that. I didn't know why you took Hercules out.
Because nobody cares about Hercules. That's a stupid character.
Nobody cares about fucking Kronk? No, well, only you. You and three people.
That's going to be a Cinderella sleeper. You watch Kronk. And number two, I got rid of Helen Parr and put Darth Vader in there.
Who'd you get rid of for that?
Helen Parr, the Incredible Girl.
Did you? I didn't see that update.
Bottom right-hand bracket.
All right. Well, if I get there and I fuck that up, let me know, because it's not updated on my side.
No, all I right, didn't update so anything.
Well, I see the Kronk update.
That's true.
So, all right. So we're going to start this once again. We got Moana versus Aurora.
You go first.
Oh, to me, it's easy. It's Moana. Yeah, she's a sea princess.
Yeah. I mean, those old movies, and I don't mean to sound like an old curmudgeon, but, like, they're so lame. Snow White and Cinderella and Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. I can't stand any of them.
Yeah, no. So that's an easy one for me. And honestly, I have not seen one person say Aurora. So that goes to show you what it is.
Yeah, everybody hates her.
All right, moving on to the next round. Your input here was Kronk versus Kristoff. And I'm assuming you're going to go Kronk.
You gotta go put him in there on that one.
Like, such a slam dunk. You know what it is? I love how he handpicked where he put it too, because he knows it's gonna be Kristoff. Kristoff's a joke. He's a shitty character in a movie.
I don't want him knocked out in the first round. Exactly. I gotta go and work him a little bit.
You didn't put him up against anybody good. You put him up against Kristoff. So once again, Moana moves on. Kronk moves on. Oh, nice. Moving on to the next one, we've got Pocahontas versus Boo, and I was very torn on this. Because as a kid, I had a huge crush on Pocahontas.
That's a little bit creepy.
Well, no, but I was a toddler, bro. You didn't have like a little crush on like one of the animated girls. Well, you're too old. They were all in black and white. You didn't know. You had Betty Boop. What the hell did you know back then?
It was old school.
So like, and Pocahontas is such an interesting movie, but I see. I'm gonna vote Pocahontas simply because Boo wasn't a main character.
I'm going to fight you on the first one here. I'm going to go after Boo because I love Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, so I mean, so do I. And that was a real tough one. But I feel like there's going to be enough other Monsters, Inc. characters that I can vote above her. She was good, but let's be honest. She was, you know, third fiddle in that. So we're going to move on over. We've got one for Boo. 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1. Say, okay, Boo wins. Fuck you, me, I guess. Lucky me getting knocked. Thank you. See, my wife knows.
You and your sick little fantasies with Pocahontas.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a meme coming for that one soon.
Yeah, there's a new meme coming out with that one. I'll try to keep it PG-13.
I can't see nothing here, man. This is ridiculous. We've got Ariel versus Baymax. Oh, God. See, that you should have replaced Baymax with Kronk there, because Baymax sucks. Stupid people,
really?
Like that movie.
You don't like Baymax?
Oh my god, it was a stupid movie, stupid character. God, is so terrible. So my vote is Ariel, obviously.
Listen, Baymax is my son's favorite character, so you just insulted him like 10 ways till Tuesday.
Listen, tell him to stop using the damn internet while we're on our show. So guess what? I'm gonna keep insulting him.
You know what the sad part is? I'm actually using his internet now, so I gotta be nice. I'm gonna go with Ariel too. Let's stick with
Ariel. That's an easy one. All right. Now, this is the first one where I kind of looked over the list very briefly. I made a couple comments because obviously I looked for where Buzz and Winnie was. This is the first one where I actually sat down and said, shit, I don't know what to do. And we've got Sully versus Dory.
That is a tough one.
It is a tough one because, like we've said the last numerous weeks, and I will stand on this hill until it burns, finding Dory was a very, 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 very underrated movie. And I think that movie was slam dunk. But, man, Sully was such a unique character. Oh, I'm going to let you go first because I truly don't know where to go on this. I have an inkling where I might, but I'm going to see where you're going to go.
I mean, I do. I love both of those guys, but my daughter played Dory in a play, and she killed it. So I'm going to go with Dory. It's a tough one.
Yeah, because I still think Sully and Dory, even though they were technically second fiddle in their movies, I do believe they were both the main character, in my opinion. I thought they were the better characters.
Fuck my life. That's a split there. It's tough. Like the
I'll go
50-50.
I don't think it's 50-50. I'll throw it to the audience. I'll say Sully, but I think let's see 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3, 3-4, 4-5, 6-6. All right, so next vote will be the deciding factor. We're basically it's my wife. All right.
And Dory, huh?
Yeah, it's Dory. Because my wife says I'm pretty much married to the human equivalent of Sully. It's pretty true.
Whatever works.
That's fine. All right. Another tough one here. We got, maybe it's not as tough as I think about it. Goofy versus Pumbaa. To me, it's a slam dunk. I like Goofy. He's a staple of the main characters, but Pumbaa's fucking hilarious. I want to aspire to be Pumbaa.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going against a Fab Five right there.
Yeah, but was he? I mean, he's like the bottom of the five. Let's be honest. I mean, Mickey, Minnie, royalty. I mean, Donald Duck, slam dunk, might be the best of all of them. You know, I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna go Pumbaa too because we're not going off of like what's more iconic. It's like, what is the better character?
And I gotta go. What is Pumbaa. The better? What, you know, based on we'll go one for one. You know, which character would you rather see in a movie? And it's going to be Pumbaa.
Yeah,
all right. Pumbaa. This one's going to be tough for you because I think you hate both these characters.
I do.
We've Robin Hood versus Snow White.
I really don't care.
The floor is yours, sir.
You know, let's just, I mean, do you have a like strong opinion on this one?
I truly, I mean, gun to my head, I had to pick one, Snow White. I'll go with the nostalgia factor of it over Robin Hood, but I mean, I could be fine either way. You know, if
let's
Robin
let
Hood
vote on that
away,
one, then fine.
All right, we'll go to the
put that one up to a vote.
So far, Snow White is up 3-1. We'll let these roll in 4-1.
I was like, 5-1. Snow White,
Snow White running away with this one, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, like Sarah gets it. Snow White. Yeah, I mean, Snow White just keep coming in. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Oh, we got two people voting for Robin Hood.
I mean, when's the last time you even watched Robin Hood?
25 years ago.
Yeah, and I think it sucked 20 years ago.
All right. Oh, God, this one. This, I feel terrible. I think it was Carol I was talking to the other day. She is a huge Lilo and Stitch fan, and I told her, listen, I can't predict the lottery. I can't tell you who's going to win the next Super Bowl, but I can guarantee you one thing. Lilo and or Stitch will never win anything in a goddamn, not a shot in one of our stuff. And
so overrated.
We've got Lilo matched up against Mickey Mouse. I mean, take what you want. Take your feelings out of Mickey Mouse. I mean, it's against Lilo. Sorry, sweetheart, but Mickey Mouse is going to go pretty much right past you. All right, so next we have Pua, which is was he like a pig?
Yeah, he was like that little pig, but I don't,
little pig.
Did he ever talk or do anything? It was just like he just kind of wandered around, right?
Squeaked. Yeah. But against, I'm going to fuck this name up. I'm telling you right now.
Do it.
Mowgli?
Yeah.
I could tell you, I don't give a fuck about either one of these characters.
Yeah,
like you could have wrote them off and I wouldn't even have cared. I would have been like, who cares about this nonsense? They're not pivotal at all. Yeah, let them pick because honestly, it's Pua versus Mowgli, whatever. There is going to be some Disney fan out there that's like, you guys don't know Disney.
How could you not know the kid's name?
I get that from my wife all the time. Like, a song will come on, she'll be like, oh, what Disney movie is that from? Like, I have no idea. I don't know, like, everything about Disney.
I've got people like, oh, you know, we go to a friend's house, let's play Disney trivia. I'm going to lose. Yeah. Like, you want to ask me something about the parks? I'm all for it. Disney, like, characters, movies, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit.
No, I could care less.
You want to tell me what the average wait time for Space Mountain is? I guarantee I can get pretty fucking close.
Now, right, Bailey's saying that she's going for Mowgli. Is that right? Was that what we came up with? Mowgli?
Mowgli.
Because she likes Baloo. Like, you can't base one off the other. It's a standalone. Listen,
we sent it to them, so they can decide however the fuck they want.
All right. All right, what do you got there for account?
212232536373 I feel like my wife doesn't even know who Mowgli is. She's just saying it. But it is Pooh. Pooh is going to win. Pooh, a little piglet's going to walk away.
Good for him.
All right.
We got Pooh.
How do you say the next one? Because this has always been a tongue twister for me.
Timon?
Sebastian versus Timon. Yeah, when I see it, I'm like, Timon? What the fuck's Timon? Timon.
No, it's Timon.
Now listen, Timon was good.
I think it is.
Timon was good. He ain't no fucking Sebastian. Okay. Let's pump the fucking brakes here for a second.
You know what?
Yeah,
I disagree.
Audience again. Oh my god,
dude, I totally disagree. You're picking Sebastian over Timon?
Yeah, because Timon would be nothing but a Pumbaa.
It's like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Yeah,
you didn't need Mike Wazowski. Sully could have done it himself. Mike was just there. He was cute.
Yeah, we got two for Sebastian, one for Timon, 2-2.
2-2, 3-2, 3-3. Give it a minute.
Look at that.
5-4, 5-5. My wife has to come in and make shit difficult. 6-5.
Oh no.
7-5. Oh, no. If the next one's Sebastian, it's a win for him.
Don't be Sebastian. I think we gotta give it to Sebastian.
No. Oh, Timon came in. Timon?
Is that even?
No, Sebastian won.
All right, son of a bitch.
Even though Jane says Sebastian is annoying little shit. How dare you, Jane? Maybe Sebastian thinks you're an annoying piece of shit. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever sit down and think about that, Jane? I don't think you did.
We're probably going to fight on the next one.
I don't know. Lightning McQueen versus Judy Hopps.
Where are you going?
Man, Judy Hopps is a solid character, but yeah. Lightning McQueen is Lightning fucking McQueen.
Dude, so overrated. Like, literally the most overrated character ever. It's a freaking car.
Are you kidding? He is a goddamn hero. He saved Radiator Springs, sir. Without him, that place would have been a dust bowl. He brought it
back. Did you just call it Radiator Springs?
Radiator Springs.
You said Radiator.
Well, if I did, I apologize. It was Radiator. That's what came out of my noodle. It might not have come out of my mouth, but that's what I meant.
I'm going Judy. I'm going Judy Hopps.
You're getting shit on right now, by the way.
No, I'm not. Am I?
What the hell is a Judy Hopps? she was the bunny cop from Zootopia. Very seductively dressed for a Disney movie, by the way.
Dude, why are you making all these comments about
this? Listen.
It's a rabbit, for crying out loud.
It's a rabbit who had a caboose and wore tight clothes. I didn't create the movie.
Yeah, boy.
A bunch of pervs created the movie. I'm just here spitting knowledge. See, Cindy, exactly. The first car, I'm not saying the sequel or any of them were fantastic. The original was hands down dope.
Yeah, but we're not basing this on the overall movie. It's just the character itself.
Yeah, and I think Lightning McQueen is dope. You can move his tires and make him look like he was waving. All right,
I'm going to have to vote against Woody on the next one.
Woody versus Hiro Hamada. Fuck is Hiro Hamada?
That's the kid from Baymax.
Who the fuck watched that movie?
Yeah, I should have knocked him out. I don't even know why I kept him in there.
You put him in there and you took out Hercules?
I'm not even asking anybody's opinion. I'm just writing Woody down.
Oh my god. the type of slam dunk. Shit that we play. This is, who made this? A bunch of jabronis.
Sorry, guys.
Lynn Ryder versus Jasmine. Lynn, I'm assuming
don't tell
it's
me
frozen.
You had like a, are you telling me you had like a crush on Jasmine at one point?
It kind of did.
I can tell you a quick story.
Oh,
my for a story. My daughter, when she was, I think, like 2 years old, felt her up at the restaurant in the castle there.
What's
drawing a blank on it?
The royal table, that one.
Yeah, my daughter gave her
coming around, just grabbed it right in the.
Oh testicles. Yeah. And it just stayed there. Like, the hand just stayed. I've got pictures of it and everything, so. Sorry, Jasmine.
I'm going to go Jasmine here.
Are you really?
Yeah, Flynn wasn't that good.
Oh, I love Flynn. I'm going
Flynn.
What was
Flynn. The don- I just, see, once again, there people are going to crucify us. What was the donkey's name from that movie? Because Olaf
was
is the...
You mean the horse?
The reindeer, whatever. The horse, the reindeer, the donkey. Whatever the fucking thing with four legs and was running around.
Dude, Flynn Rider's from Tangled.
Oh, I thought Flynn was from Frozen. But anyway, what's that horse's name? Or donkey? Or reindeer? Do he have a name? You're the Frozen guy.
No, I just like the music. I'm like a little girl. I don't know all the names or anything.
I mean, either way, Jasmine ran away with it. So if you would like to
vote.
Are you
sure?
I was kind of... Who just voted Maximus? I'm not even... What the fuck's going on?
Oh, that's the name of the horse. She's telling you.
Oh, sorry.
You're berating the poor woman. She's trying to help you.
My bad,
jerk.
No, it's Sven. That's the character that the guy. Oh, okay, see, I knew it was something stupid.
Wait,
like that.
Sven is the donkey or whatever that is, the reindeer, and Maximus is the horse from Tangled.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about Tangled. Okay, yeah, I didn't even honestly know that there was a horse in Tangled.
Dude, this whole show is just a shit show right now. It's all over the place.
I mean, this is what happens. Oh, my God. So Jasmine advanced. You've got such an easy one. Tigger versus Ralph.
Is it?
From Wreck-It Ralph. You know what? It should have wrecked right to DVD. I don't even know why that went in the fucking theaters. Yeah, bro.
You're going Tigger?
100. My man bounces around on his tail, and he hangs out with Winnie the Pooh. I really don't think you want to play this game.
You know what? I'm tired of losing, so I'm just going to go Tigger because I can see that.
Considering
I'm really taking a beating tonight.
8 comments were Tigger, and they're still coming in at Tigger.
Oh, whatever.
I don't think you want to play that one.
Bunch of haters.
All right, we got Peter Pan versus Tarzan.
I don't care.
I'm going to go Tarzan. If you don't care, yeah, I'll go Tarzan.
Did Tarzan even speak in that movie?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, at the tail end. I know for sure. Did you ever see the live action Tarzan?
Not the Disney one. I saw like some old, like, creepy one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't a Disney movie. That's why I was shocked that Tarzan was even put on this. But it was one of those like, hey, I'm going to buy it.
I mean, I'm going Peter Pan.
All right. Well, let's head on over. Let's see. 1-1-2-1-3-1-3-2-3-3-4-3-4-4-5-4-5-5-6. Tarzan is up by 1.
Is it really?
Yeah. We need one more person. If it's a Tarzan, then it wins. If it's a Peter Pan, we'll go to a sudden death.
I mean, we'll Peter Pan's got a ride. What's Tarzan got?
Because Peter Pan was like an old school Disney film. Tarzan was bought by them. Yeah. Tarzan, all right, well, I'm going to take that as a Tarzan win because Cindy said she saw it on Broadway and it was so good. That's an interesting Broadway show. There's
a lot of swinging from
trees and vines. That was probably some acrobatic shit you guys watched. All right, next up we've got... What?
You're going to give me crap on this one, aren't you?
Well, it's kind of caught off on my... Oh, Baloo versus the genie, I mean.
Yeah.
This is... You're not shitting me, right? Like,
what are you going after?
Fucking the genie, of course.
All right. I thought you were going to mess with me and go after Baloo.
No, I didn't give two shits about Bolo the Genie. I mean, Robin Williams, slam dunk.
Yeah. Dude, this but, is like, the last side of the board where me like,
and you were going to fight. No, no, no.
You were like ripping on Aladdin last week.
I was not. It was going against Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh's a better movie. I don't know what to tell you. Mm. I'm wearing a Winnie the Pooh t-shirt in honor of his early demise last week.
No grown man has a Winnie the Pooh t-shirt. Except for you.
This grown man had, you have a goddamn Darth Vader 8-foot statue behind you, and you got Star Wars. Look at all that shit on the wall. Don't talk to me about Winnie the Pooh, you creep.
You want to know what's even more embarrassing is it's actually holding a little Rudy. That makes it even creepier.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to talk about no grown man has a Winnie the Pooh shirt, but I carry around a doll that looks like me.
Dude, I never claimed to be a grown man.
Is this supposed to be a Stone Cold Steve Austin doll? That just
it
happens
is, but it
look
looks
like,
exactly like me.
It does. But the first time I saw it, I was like, that looks like the Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, throw around wrestling dolls I had as a kid.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. Little Rudy. You gotta love Little Rudy.
Hey, listen, Peter, dumbass. I don't want to hear it. I defended you the other day when your bus broke down and Rudy called you fat, and then you have to go over. You know what? Screw you. It's because he gave you a popcorn bucket.
Yeah, he's got to be on my side.
Mike Wazowski. We got Mike Wazowski versus Maui.
Oh. Where are you going with that one?
For people who couldn't hear that was me making my teeth make noise. I'm going to go Mike Wazowski on this one.
Oh, man, I'm going Maui.
Okay. I mean,
they're both good characters, but they are. It's the Rock.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I know, but Mike Wazowski was probably the best one-eyed character Disney ever came out with.
Look at Maui pulling away with this.
I mean, that doesn't shock me. It's such a, you gotta remember how old Monsters, Inc. is. It's
wait a minute.
So out of people's
Mike's
minds.
Making a comeback here.
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right. No. Let me go to the count. 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2.
Really disappointed our audience tonight.
2-2, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5, 7-5. All right, next vote. If it's Mike, he advances. If it's Maui, we go down to the tiebreaker. I can't believe Mike made a comeback. I almost called it for Maui. That's ridiculous.
So it is Mike. Oh, come on, guys.
Yeah. Your boy Peter. Peter dumbass. Thank
you,
Peter.
That's how you know it's wrong. If Peter voted for Mike, you know it's Maui. That's the way it is.
We've got Sadness versus Aladdin.
I'm going to file this one under who gives a crap.
I mean, it's Aladdin. Sadness. Who the fuck wants Sadness to advance?
Is that where you're going?
I understand the premise of the movie, but I'm going to, we're just going to push Aladdin through there and call it a day.
Okay. Aladdin it is.
All right, get ready to fight. Jiminy Cricket versus Tiana.
There's no fight here. You're going Tiana, right? You're not going Jiminy Cricket.
No, I can't. As much as I want to bust your balls, it's not a fight I'm willing to pick right now. So, yeah, I'll save my hatred for Tiana for later on.
All right.
Now, I think this we one, a fight. This one's interesting. Lumineer versus Olaf.
You find this one to be tough?
I do.
Really?
Lumineer is good. He was a solid character. I mean, maybe it's not that tough. Olaf was much funnier.
And really, who likes the French?
That's true. And I feel like Olaf has a much better chance of knocking off Tiana in the next round. So now I have to play strategic games.
No.
When I want to eliminate certain characters Rudy wants.
You can't be like that, dude.
Hey, you can't give me the power and then get mad when I use it. All right, so Olaf advances.
Olaf it is.
All right. Let's just go right to this next one. Let's just go right to the comment section because I know you're going to try and fuck me. I've been sitting on this one all goddamn week knowing that this is going to be a nightmare for me. We got Buzz Lightyear versus Simba.
I keep it real. Everybody knows that about me. I keep it real. I'm not going to try to pork you.
Bro, you put him in a tough-ass bracket.
Danny, what is one thing you learned from me? I don't do these brackets. I steal it from somebody else.
That's so true.
Do any real homework?
Whoever designed this really tried to fuck me. So once again, we're going to the comment section. We are debating Buzz Lightyear versus Simba in the first round of the Epcot division.
Dude, I'm going Buzz. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, shit. Fuck you guys. Ha ha, suckers.
Look at Peter. Peter with Simba.
Well, yeah, once again, I thought we don't trust him. It was honestly a mixed bag, but I'm glad to see Buzz pull out there. All right. Now, this is an interesting one. Donald Duck versus Joy.
It's a tough
one. Very good characters. Yeah. I will say this. I found Joy to sometimes be annoying.
Really?
I don't like happy people.
Like anything delightful.
That's going to get clipped for later. I don't like overly happy people. And Joy, obviously, has nothing but joy. Too much of it is not enough. Donald Duck, he's mischievous.
And he's pissy. I love pissy.
He's like a spoiled little brat. I love it.
I'm going to write it down already.
The first episode, me and Lindsay are watching a Hulu documentary on how Disney made America. Very good so far. It's like 6 episodes. We're on episode 2. Phenomenal. If anybody's got Hulu, go check out how Disney made America. Who's the guy that was in it? He's a big Disney personality. He wrote a book. God damn it. What's his name? I don't know. It'll come to me later, but I was watching the show and I was like, oh shit, I've had dinner with this guy a few times. Nice guy. But anyway, they were showing the first episode of Donald Duck when he was the mother hen was looking for someone to come help him plant his corn. And he's like, I got a tummy ache. And I was like, I can relate to this so much. I get it. All right. So Donald Duck is going to advance.
And you know what I love about this show is are like the people watching tell us we suck.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing something right.
You know you've made it when you get hate mail.
They hate you. They love you.
Look at Peter agreeing with everybody. You see, Peter's going to be my Ashley for today. Oh, thank God she's not here. I needed a fucking break from her.
Be careful.
We have the Beast versus Anna.
That's an easy one for me. I don't care less about the Beast. I'm going to go on Anna.
Oh, all right. I'm not playing that fucking game with you.
You're going
to care about Anna more than Beauty and the Beast?
Dude, nobody cares about the Beast.
Focal point. He had the rose. He had to transform him. Ended up being a handsome young fella at the end. They danced. They dined.
Nobody cares, dude.
Table manners. Come on. When you watched him eat the first time, that was just you in cartoon form. Food all over your face, all over the place, not using utensils.
That's pretty obvious.
All right, let's go to the comments section here. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 for Anna.
Wait a minute, though. It's a comeback.
6-1, 6-2, 6-3, 6-4, 6-5, 6-6, 7-6. Beast has made a comeback. Next vote. If it's Beast, he wins.
I got to get my wife to start watching so I get a vote.
Listen,
it's not fair that Lindsay's on.
Well, just because my wife likes to look at me and your wife doesn't want to look at you any longer than she has to.
She could just listen to the audio. She doesn't have to look at me.
That's true, too. I mean, but this is probably the best time of her day all week is when she doesn't have to deal with you and you're preoccupied with something.
You know, the reality is my voice isn't much better than my face, so it's lose-lose. Worse.
All right, thank you, Beth. You guys. Beast is advancing over Anna. Come on, Anna.
That's terrible.
All right. I think this is pretty easy. Some may call us racist, but it's not. Because I already know that comment's coming through. We've got Mulan versus Minnie Mouse.
Let's be honest. Mulan was just terrible.
It was just a terrible movie. Just shit movie.
And the live action was even worse.
It was funny because on Freeform, do you get Freeform?
I don't know.
Well, Freeform, we have YouTube TV, so we pin it to the top, so it's always got the whatever Disney movie's on. The other day, Mulan was on, I put it on. I forgot that Eddie Murphy voiced the dragon.
Yeah, that was actually the one good part of
the only movie. Saving grace. I watched it for a good, like, 15 minutes. I was like, oh, I forgot Eddie Murphy did the voice here.
I mean, listen, Mulan was bad. Anybody voting against Minnie Mouse should have their Disney card taken away from them.
Well, Peter, go fuck yourself.
He's just doing that to be a dick. He doesn't care about Mulan. Maybe he's like Danny. Maybe he had like a poster Mulan up in his bedroom or something. Yeah, who knows?
This could have been attractive to some people. Right? I get it. All right. So Minnie Mouse is advancing. What's the chicken's name? Hee Hee?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I'm going to start calling him Hee Hee from now on.
Hee Hee. Versus Nemo. Did the chicken even talk?
No, but it was funny, man. It was just like that slapstick comedy, like Lucille Ball or something.
Against
I'm going,
Nemo?
Hey, hey. Yeah, I'm against, doing it.
Come on. That's...
Nemo was just some whiny kid who was always getting lost and screwing crap up. It's Hey
you
Hey.
You know?
I'm going to lose this, aren't I?
You are. Well, hold on. Don't write nothing down yet.
Are you going to pork the audience?
I think you swayed me. You made me really think about it. And Nemo is a punk-ass little kid that keeps getting in fucking trouble. And he's not that good. I'm going, hey, hey.
Oh, I love it.
Peter says Nemo belongs in a fish diner.
True. Yeah, he does. I mean, listen, he gets a vote because his mother died or something. Everybody's got like that. They feel bad for him. But the kid was a jerk. He had a little tiny fin.
I just want to point out not one fucking person voted for him. So
for Harry, I thought I saw one.
Oh, that's no respect. If you count Peter.
Yeah, never mind. I don't count Peter.
All right. So my next one is Blurry.
Merida versus Daisy Duck.
Is that what it says? Daisy Duck.
Yeah.
Daisy Duck. I didn't like the movie Brave, so take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I really did like the movie Brave, but I don't know really how much I loved her. I'm gonna stick with Daisy Duck. Say Peter likes Merida, but he's doing it to be a jerk.
Yeah, and to me, why not just go? If you don't have a real love for the character, go with a classic. I'll always vote classic.
Look at the votes, though.
Daisy's making a run. See, yeah. There they go.
I'm going to stick with Daisy.
All right, we've got Nick. Was it
Nick Wilde
versus Pluto? Who the fuck is Nick Wilde?
He's from Zootopia. You're Jason Bateman.
Oh, honestly, I never knew he had a last name. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Pluto. Yeah. I mean, he's Mickey and Minnie's best friend. He's, the loyal pup.
I'm picking Nick Wilde because it was actually a good character.
He wasn't terrible, but I'm always going to go classic. Pluto's just some
dumb dog that follows everybody around.
Excuse me. He's always hanging out with our favorite Mickey Mouse. So you're getting shit on, sir.
I'm getting shellacked.
Whatever. You have won. It is. Just for shits and giggles, I want to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 to 1. And the comments are still coming in.
What has Pluto ever been in that's been any good?
He's been in every Mickey movie.
I know, but he's just like that dumb sidekick. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Nick Wilde could have been. Listen, we don't.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to die on that hill. I'm just saying I like it better.
We have Bob Parr and Belle. Bob Parr, obviously, from The Incredibles, if anybody is not familiar with it.
Yeah, I got to go Belle. That's just too iconic to go with Bob Parr.
Yeah.
Although I do like Coach.
They're still so hung up that we picked Hey Hey over Nemo. Who's
mad about that still? Carol? Carol's mad?
Carol's mad.
Who did we pick Hey Hey over?
Nemo.
Nemo. Nemo wasn't winning the whole thing anyway. Everybody relaxed and settled down.
That's very true. That's very true. So we just want a little controversy in the first round. And obviously we both picked Belle, and Belle was running away with it, not even bothering an account. Tinkerbell.
And listen, there's a reason we've had two March Madness brackets and they both went to hell. It's because this show doesn't know what the hell we're doing.
Hey, the last show was pretty solid. Toy Story 1 came out as a winner. I see nothing wrong with that.
I see issues with it.
All right, we got Tinkerbell versus Pooh.
I hate to agree with you, but you got to go Pooh on that. Yeah,
Tinkerbell
to.
Sucks. What does she do? Bitch. The coolest thing about Tinkerbell, she flies over the castle at night. That's it. And that's not even part of a movie.
She was cute, though. If we're going with cute characters.
So it's okay. I'm the pervert when I say I had a crush on a character, but you could just come out here just laying all this nonsense out here.
Oh, she's cute. I said a crush on her.
We knew what you implied. We heard it. Mm. We heard it in between your heavy breathing.
What's wrong with you? All right, this is the one I corrected.
Okay, so who did you knock out?
This is Mushu versus Darth Vader.
That's so unfair.
No, that is what it is. Nobody cares about... Who did I take out? I took out a...
Lean Par.
Yeah, from the Incredibles.
Nobody cares about that, but...
No.
I mean, I'm going to go Mushu. I thought he was funny. I don't like Star Wars. I'm going to be very honest with everybody. I will always vote against Star Wars. I don't like it. I think it was a waste of a film. They should have just canned it in the first one. And the fact that they made so many and they get all these nerds like Rudy. Oh, I'm Darth Vader. I am your father.
I can't even take you serious right now. Like that. You've said some really dumb things on this show. Living with the Land's the best ride.
I mean, listen, it is what it is.
Buzz Lightyear's the greatest thing of all time. But, I mean, saying that Vader is no good is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It's not only Vader. The whole series sucks. It makes no sense. It's a bunch of nonsense.
I was trying to figure out what Kathy was saying. She said Earth. I guess it was supposed to be Darth. I'm like, what is Earth?
She also said, off topic, we definitely need a show about Epic Universe. Rudy, are you going to opening day? Rudy doesn't have his passes anymore. I tried to get him to go get me a sipper cup the other day.
Oh, for Epic? Yeah, I know. Apparently, I'm like the whipping boy for Danny. Like, anytime anything comes out, I was like, oh, by the way, you got to go run over and get that.
It's funny you say that. My wife broke her coffee canister trying to clean it. So I've been going, I was going nuts. I was like, there's got to be something on YouTube. How do I fix this? Couldn't find nothing on YouTube. I'm going through Shop Disney. I'm like, babe, I don't think they sell it anymore. She goes, just send Rudy down there. I fix it.
I mean, I'll get it because I'm a nice guy, but I mean, and Paulina, stop it already. Darth Vader has starred in Disney shows, movies. He is a Disney character. He's in the Disney parks. Enough of that nonsense.
Steven wants to know, does Danny like Harry Potter? Danny tolerates Harry Potter because of his wife. Once again, another interesting series of movies.
So you can tolerate Harry Potter, but you hate Star Wars.
Yeah, because I've seen Star Wars, and they suck.
And you're going to make that comment with a Winnie the Pooh shirt on.
100%, sir. 100%.
All right.
Who won last week? Did Toy Story win last week? So
I just can't.
I'm riding high right now, baby. I'm riding high. All right, obviously Darth Vader ran away with it, so it is what it is.
No, you should have Lindsay watch a movie and see if she enjoys it. Don't keep her away from it.
She ain't gonna like it. I'm telling you, she's.
You
not
don't know
like
that.
Any of it. No, she's not. She's not. You know the cool. You know the only good thing that at two good things, two characters ever came out of Star Wars, where I was like, man, I wish they used them in different movies. Jar Jar Binks and Chewbacca.
Literally the worst character ever created. Jar Jar Binks is utter
Jar Jar
trash.
Binks was amazing.
They're like every Star Wars fan wants to beat you down right now. That guy was terrible.
It was such a good character. And Chewbacca.
I literally can't stand you anymore.
All right.
Moving on, we've got a mistake starting to show back up.
You're making me
wheeze again.
We've got Hank versus Cinderella.
This is probably going to aggravate people because I know Cinderella is so wonderful and blah, blah, blah. I liked Hank. I thought he was an awesome character.
Hilarious.
He was awesome. But we're going to piss people off right now.
Yeah. Sorry, Cinderella. I could do it. There's enough princesses we've already voted in. See? Thanks. And all these Star Wars fans are very excited that Danny is a Jar Jar Binks fan. Jar Jar Binks fan. So just saying.
It's the dumbest thing ever. I really can't stand it.
All right. The last one is cut off for me, so I can't see it.
Cusco You guys all know Cusco from literally the best Disney movie ever.
Just remember what he just said.
Versus Vanellope.
Ooh, Vanellope.
Don't even. Dude, you're going to make me vote against Buzz if you get pissy with me.
No, I'm going to vote for Cusco, but...
All right.
That was a tough bracket for him. Vanellope was a good character.
That would have got me crazy. We would have had a fight.
All right, moving on.
We're
through the round.
Yeah.
On to round two. We should have Moana versus Kronk. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Remember Kronk from the greatest movie ever. Emperor's New Groove. Absolutely hilarious. What is a Preventil inhaler? Is that for my wheeze?
Who said that?
Jane.
Hey, Rudy, pee me your dress and I'll send you a... Probably.
Should we do the wheeze one more time? Let's hear it.
So is he sick or is he just fat? That's the question.
I'm sick.
I mean... Is the latter really wrong, sir?
I'm fat too, but the wheeze is from being sick.
I'm going to go Kronk here. I thought Moana was a very good character. I also don't get the hype of Moana as much as other people do. I'm going to go Kronk.
See, Danny, I just fell back in love with you again. That's a Kronk. Moving on.
All right, then we got Pocahontas. Did she beat Boo?
No, it was Boo versus Ariel.
Oh, Ariel, then.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's got all them thingy boppers in the bottom of the ocean or whatever she calls them. I like it.
And she's cute, too, so let's go Ariel.
That's now two. Rudy has now said two Disney characters are cute. I just want you all to understand this.
Listen, are we going to really go Ariel versus, what one did you say you had the hots for? Pocahontas?
That would have been a tough one for me.
Is that the next bracket we're going to do is the hottest Disney character?
What is it? Kill, marry, whatever the next word would be. Disney characters. Boy. All right. What up? You're in charge now because I don't know anymore.
One after that is Dory versus Pumbaa. That's a tough one.
Wow.
Where are you going with that?
I'm going to go Pumbaa.
I'm going Dory.
The only reason I didn't vote for Dory is after a while, the forgetting shit kind of gets a little annoying.
Yeah.
Pumbaa never made me annoyed at any point. I understand it's not Dory's fault. She's got an issue.
She does have an issue.
But sometimes she puts herself in those situations. You know what I mean?
So what do they call that? Were you like an ableist? Is that what they call that?
Something like that. Like even in the Finding Dory, when her and Hank escape, and the reason that they get trapped is because Dory can't get the hell out of the goddamn fishbowl before they decide to put it in the truck. And then they're in the truck, and poor Hank is trying to drive, and Dory's not giving him directions. And actually, if you watch it in order, she gives him the wrong directions. They just happen to find the ocean. So I'm going Pumbaa.
You know what's funny is... Yeah, I'm going to go Pumbaa too, but I thought it'd be a lot closer, and Pumbaa's killing it.
It started off pretty close with Dory, and then Pumbaa just ran away with it.
Yeah. Huh?
So Pumbaa advances.
Next one is going to be a tough one for everybody except for me. It's Mickey Mouse versus Snow White.
It's not hard. It's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Mickey Mouse too, but I think we probably going to have a bunch of people saying Cinderella. I could be wrong.
I mean Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White. I'm sorry. Snow White sucks.
Snow White was good. It's not Mickey Mouse. Now, listen, I don't know if Mickey Mouse is going to make it to the end, but yeah, I mean, Mickey Mouse can only beat who's in front of him. And yeah, as much as I am a proponent for Snow White and think that they should bring back her ride in Magic Kingdom, it's going to be Mickey Mouse.
She did get some votes, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody gets a couple votes. Ralph Nader got a couple votes.
The sun shines on a dog's ass once in a while.
Man, that was such a good joke and nobody got it.
Is that a thing?
Ralph Nader. God.
Look at this.
Went over.
Oh, we both froze.
All right, next
what
up.
What is that?
Uh-oh. Oh, he's frozen. That's why the joke went over his head. Ha ha. I'm not the one who's frozen. Rudy's the one that's frozen. I'm not the one that's
I don't know
frozen.
If we're on or not.
Rudy, you
I
got
can't hear Danny
fucking frozen.
On the screen.
Sucks to suck. Well, we were talking about didn't Finding Dory get like top four Disney movie last week? Yeah, but that was as a whole cast of people. That wasn't just Dory. That was a whole cast of people.
We're back.
Oh, look who showed up.
Is Danny
Am
back?
Am I late? It's 9:57 at night. Yeah, you're late.
Both gone?
I thought you weren't coming. You already missed all the good shit.
I think we're back. But Ashley, am I late?
Your voice is back.
I don't even know if you guys can hear me right now because everything's like frozen up.
As long as people can. Can you hear me? Oh, we're back. I never left. Why would you pull me away? What is going on? Stop hitting shit.
Dude, what happened?
It is always the right side of the screen that fucks up. Now I'm over there. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, good.
No,
you froze.
We both dumped out.
And Trish got a screenshot. Thank you.
Are you sure?
No, we did not. No. Oh, I'm positive. I sang a song.
Oh, that can't
be
right.
I was making fun of Ashley because Ashley's back. Mm-mm. It was just
what
you.
What do you mean?
And
on delay?
Your video is not matching anyway. Yeah, slightly. It's okay. Let's keep moving.
All right, where were we? We were at Mickey Mouse beat Snow White. Next one is Sebastian versus Pua.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sebastian. That one, too. You guys don't even get a vote. Sorry. Sebastian. I can't even spell that. That's the problem, and it's sitting right in front of me.
That's easy.
Oh,
yeah. S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N.
Yeah, versus who?
And then next up, we should have Lightning McQueen.
Seriously?
Woody. Woody sucked. Wow. I don't need no cowboy. Woody was a joke. My wife knows how I feel about Woody. Woody was
that is
not
magical.
The main character. Buzz Lightyear was the main
Where's
character.
Where's your pixie dust?
Yeah, fuck being magical.
So you're really going to go with
yes.
Lightning McQueen?
That's what it is. Yeah. 1, 2.
Yeah, he got
three,
crushed.
4 and 4 to 5.
Yeah,
6, 7. Yeah, it did.
I mean, that's just obvious. Lightning McQueen.
You guys got a little cowboy fever in you, huh? All right. At least me and Bailey know. Wait, God, I hate that when you're trying to click on a comment and then people keep commenting. And then, see, I knew I was going to lose because. Yeah, because Ashley voted for Ka-Chow, and I knew the minute I saw that. What did Mike say? The Buzz Light? Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, you know
Buzz
why it was
Lightyear
awful?
It was awful. Yeah, it was
because the Buzz can't carry a movie.
Absolutely.
It was
terrible.
Woody's movie.
That was a live. First of all, that was a live action movie, sir. Most live action movies.
It was
movies
a live action
suck.
Movie. It was live action?
The Buzz movie?
Yeah.
It was real. Well, that it was wasn't. Real people. Wasn't that real people?
Oh.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Dude, I saw
was,
a trailer with
real
people in it. That was wow. Some good CGI then. Look, my
yeah,
wife even said it has been ranted about extensively in this household how Woody is a shit character. All right, I guess I was wrong. Maybe it was really good CGI. It says it was not.
Yeah, that's weird.
Listen, all right. I thought it was fucking live action.
No, it wasn't even close. I mean, it'd be stupid.
All right. I thought it was live action. It was really. I could have sworn I saw a trailer for a live action Buzz Lightyear, and there was a movie made about it. Maybe it was in my dreams. I'm gonna look this up. And I'm gonna share it
yeah,
later because I
looking.
Know for a fucking fact I saw it. Anyway, go ahead.
You were probably too busy
That's
staring
true.
At I'm your gonna... Pocahontas poster. Next one would be Jasmine
wow.
versus Tigger. You doing Tigger?
I said I don't know.
No, I said, are you
I
doing Tigger?
Know. Yeah, I'll go Tigger. I'll go Tigger.
That's a tough one.
All right.
I'm going to go Tigger as well. That one's an easy one, I think. All right, this one. Tarzan versus Genie. Yeah, you can, if I see one vote for Tarzan, I'm ending the broadcast. You know, Peter Dumbass is going to throw up
just to piss somebody off.
Just get rid of us.
All right. Next up, we should have.
He's a jerk. We're in the other bracket now. It is Mike Wazowski versus Aladdin.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Billy Crystal.
Aladdin was good. Don't get me wrong. Even the live action Aladdin. There was a live action Aladdin, right?
Yes. I think so.
There had to have been.
Yeah, why not?
Was there a live action Aladdin?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Will Smith played the fucking genie.
Yes. Now I remember. That's how good it was. Took that much just to remember it. All right. Here's a good one.
I don't think I ever saw it.
How about Tiana versus Olaf?
Oh, come on. It's Olaf.
Really?
Yeah.
It is.
Come on. He's a lovable fucking snowman.
And I'll be honest with you. My favorite thing about Tiana was that little Ray, the little,
What the fuck are you talking about?
One of those things where their asses light up.
Oh, a bug? You mean a lightning bug?
A firefly. Yeah. A lightning bug. Yeah. That's it.
Firefly would have worked. I understood what you were saying with that one. But
You knew I was trying to get across.
Now here's a tough one.
Yep.
Buzz Lightyear. You know I'm not going Buzz. Donald Duck. Ladies and gentlemen, that one. That one's going to sting in somebody's ass.
Look at the votes coming in.
Well, if we're going right to the, just go to the, listen, yep. if Buzz has to fall, he won last week in Toy Story. If he has to
charity
fall,
vote in there.
I don't mind him falling to Donald Duck, but
yeah, I'm marking it.
Oh shit. That's a lot of ducks. 1, 2, 3.
Don't rub four, it in.
5, 6, 7.
Oh, you got a couple.
8, 9.
It's
no
a charity
one.
Vote.
Okay. We're not even going to keep. Okay. Stop voting. Stop voting, people. We get it. Damn. Cindy, at least I got a couple of people coming in. You notice how my wife didn't back? Where's my wife? Not back me. I was probably not paying attention. One time I need you.
I think she voted for Donald Duck earlier.
No. No, I'm just, I'd kill her. Kidding.
How about Minnie Mouse versus the Beast? I don't think this one's
I'm going to go to the Beast.
At least Danny's frozen this time. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, please, somebody screenshot that. Let me try to hit the button. God damn it.
Did you freeze or just I freeze? The frick is going on here?
No, it's just you, buddy.
It's just me?
I'm gonna put up a GoFundMe page for Rudy's dial up internet. What type of internet you got down there in Florida, bud? That swamp water? Oh my God, can someone figure out what's going on with him? Everybody, let's screenshot it. And while I've got nothing to do all week, I'm going to make memes. Wow. Fuck my wife, just vote for Cinderella.
Yeah, what's up? Where is Cinderella? Is she even in it? She's not even in it anymore.
What's going on? Thank you, Trish. I appreciate it. You had a good face on that one. I am fun. I am ready for it. Ready. So where were you going with? Beast.
I'm going Minnie Mouse.
It's a mixed bag.
Beast is the worst.
And why let's is see. 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4.
Why is
one,
Julie
five,
jumping
five,
on me? I just gave her a bunch of stickers.
8, 8, 2, 9, 2, 9, 3, 9, 4, 10, 4. Yeah, all right, Minnie nice. One.
Good for the mouse. That would have been a weird loss.
Wow, Julie's. Julie says, oh,
how do you hate Minnie Mouse? Okay.
Frozen 2, Rudy's Icicle. So many jokes there.
Oh, I hate all of you. You know, go rot.
Oh, I can't wait. Trish, send them on over.
All right, next one. Daisy Duck versus Hey Hey. Does anybody really care about Daisy?
You really want to piss
I mean, nobody cares
off.
About Daisy Duck, do they?
No, I am not. I'm indifferent on said Daisy Duck.
So you going, Hey, Hey?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, that's really piss I'm people going, off. Hey, Hey as well. And there's a bunch of daisies piling in.
So Heihei has officially eliminated Nemo and now Daisy Duck.
Yep.
Just pointing that out. Listen, we always have that outlier. It is what it is. Listen, I don't even know how to say his name.
You know what? To be honest with you, Heihei's not doing that poorly in the votes. So.
But it's because Daisy really doesn't do much.
She seems kind of stuck up.
Well, I mean, you just had a little girl.
Maybe. Does she watch Minnie or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
If it is not Miss Rachel, my daughter does not care.
No, Mickey Mouse
is the only thing that girl cares about.
The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, like Daisy, was really, really stuck up. Just saying. No, that's what you get, Daisy. You get stuck up, you get passed over.
Peter's agreeing with you, so you know I must be right. Anyway, moving past it.
Pluto versus Bell.
Pluto versus Bell. Huh. I'm so indifferent on this. I'll go Pluto because he's part of the Fab Five.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going Pluto. Bell can suck it.
Suck it, Bell.
Suck it, Bell.
No rose for you.
No. See, your wife is right.
Yeah, I mean, that's my wife in duck form.
I can't respect Daisy. The way she acts, it's a kid show. She's got to go.
She's got to go. But at the same time, you say it's a kid show, but we like Donald Duck.
That's true.
Double-edged sword? Double-edged sword, sir.
We're mansplaining right now. We're all about the dude. this one's going to anger me if I get effed on this one.
Who we got?
It's Pooh versus Vader.
Oh, well, send us a vote. Send us a vote. Remember.
Pooh
Bear. Look at his face.
Vader.
He just wants some honey. He just wants to hang out with Tigger and Piglet and just help out Christopher Robin, whatever he's got to do. What is Darth Vader? Dude, he's a goddamn criminal.
Get stuck in the trees.
We cannot elect another criminal. It cannot happen.
We can't be dragging that fat ass out of another tree.
Listen, he didn't do nothing to nobody. 1-1-1-2-1-3-1-4-1. You better hope to God Vader makes a comeback.
It's a big comeback.
5-2-6-2-7-2-7-3-7-4-7-5-7-6-7-7-8-7-8-8-9-8-10-8-11-8-12-8.
It's Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12-9-13-9. Yeah. You guys are fucking terrible. Voting for a criminal. I get it.
Listen, he redeemed himself at the end. They pulled off his mask. He was a crusty little white dude. He redeemed himself.
Oh, if you just say sorry, it's all okay. Okay. Yeah. Alfred, I remember that.
Yeah,
I'll remember that. I hope someone pees in your fucking Cheerios and this is my bad. I thought it was a urinal. Yeah.
He made up for everything. He was a good guy in the end.
My mom in love with a criminal.
Vader moves on.
Is that your cousin?
That is my cousin.
Is that your cousin? God, tell him shut the hell up. Sick
shit. He's actually coming down to Florida soon. I have to go and have him meet Vader with me.
Better hope that God there's not an alligator waiting down there for you.
Well, this is a tough one.
Danny Express right up your ass.
We got...
All right, so this...
What? Hank versus Kuzco.
I'm going to have to go against you.
Yeah. I mean,
Kuzco was good, but Hank was fucking hilarious.
Hank was really... he's a very underrated character, but... Kuzco, I mean, David Spade, probably the best Disney movie ever made.
I'll put it to you this way. I think the reason why Kuzco's going to lose is simply based on time. It's been too long since Hank is more in the front of people's brains.
Well, you did see the other day they have an actual Emperor's New Groove candy over at the store in Disney now.
Oh, they got a candy.
There's no Hank candy.
Fantastic. I bet you there's a Hank's stuffed animal.
Yeah, there is. Jerk.
Well, hold on.
What do we
hold
got
on
here?
There's a good amount of votes, so let's go through this. 2-1, 2-2, 3-2.
Pull the lever. Four, no two, touchy.
4-3, 4-4, 5-4.
Look at my six, boy coming back.
4-5, 6-6, 7-6, 8. He won.
Yep.
Wow.
It was well deserved.
Wow, over Hank. You guys, you know what? You voted for a fucking criminal against that adorable Pooh Bear, and then you knocked out Hank. Okay. Then don't talk to us about it. Hey. I don't want to hear it.
Well, you know what the sad thing is? The next round, I got to go Vader versus Kuzco.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, I screwed myself.
Get your Cusco vote next time. All right, so moving on. So this should be the final eight, I believe. There should be eight left.
2, 4, 6. Yeah, final eight.
All right, the elite eight, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got first?
We're going Kronk versus Ariel. Come on, nobody cares about Ariel.
No one cares about Kronk either.
Patrick Warburton.
All right, hold on. Who's up next?
In next round is Pumbaa and Minnie or Mickey Mouse.
Kronk's got a real shot at going to the finals here. Fuck. Nah, I'll give you Kronk.
Yep. There it is.
Kronk.
Kronk it is.
Fuck myself.
Sorry, Ariel. Wow, a lot of Ariel votes. Sorry, guys. Sorry, not sorry, to be honest with you. I could care less.
So Mickey Mouse versus Pumbaa.
That's a tough one. Where are you going with that?
Pumbaa, because he makes me laugh.
Yeah, that seems weird to vote against Mickey Mouse, because it's like, it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel dirty if Mickey Mouse wins.
Plus, what's the name of, what's that song they sing during that mine?
M-I-C-A-E-Y.
No.
U-S-M-E. I was singing a fucking song. I didn't say you wanted that song.
The train ride over at Hollywood Studios. That nothing can stop us now. That effing earworm.
Oh, God, why can't I think of the lyrics right now?
Nothing can stop us now. Yeah, I hate that freaking song. Hate it.
So where are you going?
I'm going Pumbaa.
Oh, sweet. Then bye-bye, Mickey, because Mickey would have won in the comment section.
Mickey's Pumbaa.
Going.
This is where we piss everybody off, is when we start voting against like the big guys. It is what it is, though. We're just keeping it real, guys. Relax.
Listen, this is a goddamn show. Anyway, so heading into the final four, on the left side of your screen, we're going to have Kronk versus Pumbaa.
And we got,
now let's move over to the right side of our screen.
Wait, we got two more.
Yeah, on the right side. Yeah.
No, on the left side. We got Sebastian versus Woody.
Oh. My math is wrong. Then that was not the Elite Eight. That would be the Sweet 16 then.
Well, we were knocking it down to the Elite Eight.
Oh, you misled the people.
Yeah, well, you mischaracterized it.
You fuck up and somehow it's my fault.
Dude, I'm wheezy. Just leave me alone, will you?
All right. Who do we got now?
Sebastian versus Woody.
Sebastian.
Woody. Put it up for a vote. There's Lindsay voting for you again.
3-1. 3-3, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5, 6-6, 7-6. And
come on, everybody wants a Woody.
You and your frozen popsicle. Oh, all right, shoot. It's Woody. Oh, wait.
Is it? Because, wait a minute.
Hold the horses. That was a tie. We're still tied. Next vote. It's 11 to 11. We are in. Next vote.
Is it 11-11 right now?
Factor. It's 11-11. Aha, belly.
You gonna go against Tom Hanks?
Get that goddamn stupid cowboy out of there.
Who was Sebastian? Who did that voice for Sebastian? Was that anybody?
No one that I can think of off the
top
of my head.
Was he like the Jamaican voice? I can't remember.
Voice Sebastian and Little Mermaid. Samuel E. Wright.
No idea who that is.
He is no longer with us.
All right, we are going Tigger versus G. Yeah, I totally just glossed over that. The guy just dropped dead. I'm like, anyway.
Poor guy.
More important things, we got Tigger versus Genie. And I'm going Genie.
Yeah, Genie.
All right, at least you came to your senses with that one.
Yeah, no, that's an easy one.
Going to the other side.
Okay.
We've got Mike Wachowski versus Olaf.
I'm going to go Olaf.
Really?
I found him funnier.
I'm going Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Is it Wazowski or Wachowski?
Wazowski.
Wazowski?
Wazowski.
I feel like Olaf's going to win it because people are a bunch of homers tonight.
No, see, it's your stupid cousin throwing Mickey in there. Fuck is going on?
Listen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, nothing at one point. Olaf. 7,
was
1,
it really?
8, 1, 9, 1, 9, 2, 9, 3, 10, 3, 10, 5, 10, 6, 11, 6. Olaf wins.
Really? You guys disappoint me.
Finished 11-7 with Bonnie as the final vote.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
All right, we're going. Oh, we're going two Fab Fives versus each other for the first time.
Okay.
Donald Duck versus Minnie Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Yeah. That's not even up for debate.
No.
I don't care what anybody votes.
Minnie's a good side, a good, almost a side piece. That would have been terribly inappropriate.
Yeah. That would have been.
It was a good side kick.
She's
a very good sidekick. Donald Duck is hilarious. He's a goddamn menace. I love it.
He's a genius.
What's up next?
All right. Oh, we're going to get some heat again. Hey Hey versus Pluto.
How the fuck is this chicken going to keep advancing? Because I'm voting for him again.
Guys. Hey Hey it is.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's the sleeper Cinderella.
This goddamn chicken who doesn't say a goddamn word. Is just mowing down people.
All right, this one I'm gonna. This is a tough one. Vader versus Kuzco.
Kuzco.
I'm gonna go Vader and let him vote. Either way, I win, but I also lose.
Please, God, don't vote for a fucking criminal.
Although,
when you go into the voting booth today, know who you're voting for. I'm gonna start running like smear campaigns against fucking Darth Vader.
I don't understand why, though. He's got rides over there. He's got meet and greets, merchandise. I mean,
what the fuck does that mean?
Look at Vader. He's killing it.
1-1. 2-2. 3-2.
Kuzco's coming
four,
back.
3. 5-3, 6-3, 7-3, 8-3, 9-3, 9-4, 9-5, 10-5.
What is Kiki?
Yeah, I don't know, but Vader won.
Vader moving on.
So if my math is correct, would Vader go against Hee-Hee?
It is. There's no way he's losing that.
He better lose that.
No.
All right.
Galaxy great again. There, Peter actually said something amusing for once.
Stupid ass Connor. Stupid ass Darth Vader.
All right. Keep now going. This is actually the Elite Eight starting up.
Oh, okay. Now, Jesus, an hour and 16 minutes in, we finally got here.
We got Kronk. Versus Pumbaa. Kronk. Kronk is way better.
He is not.
He is. I mean.
Here's the winning. Do they have a stuffed animal for him? No. No, they don't. There is not one goddamn thing in Disney parks for that movie. Do they have a show inside Animal Kingdom, which he stars in? Don't think so.
You guys are really, really disappointing me right now.
There you go. Oh, look.
Hold on.
You're henchmen. You're fucking two henchmen. The only people who voted. Don't say hold on. You got two goddamn votes.
Well, there's another Kronk.
It's Bailey again. She's talking. She's having a conversation with herself.
Do they really have a shoulder pal of Kronk? Because if that's so, I'm getting that.
I've never seen that. But they do have a popcorn bucket.
Yeah, can I tell you something about that popcorn bucket?
Does it suck?
It's been sitting at Animal Kingdom for about 5 years now. Nobody's buying that stupid popcorn bucket.
I would buy a Pumbaa one or a Simba one. I'd buy a Pumbaa.
Put your stupid Pumbaa forward.
Thank you.
Happy about it.
Oh, I'm so stiff.
Sebastian versus Genie.
Sebastian. I mean, no, Genie. I must.
Yeah. I'm going Genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised Genie's gotten this far.
It's had a pretty easy road. I think that's why.
For some reason, all our brackets look like shit by the time we get this far in. like the next one is, it's Olaf versus Donald Duck.
Wow. Donald Duck. I don't think that's really, I mean, listen, Olaf is good, but once, I honestly think Donald Duck's going to win this whole fucking thing.
Do you really?
I do.
All right, Donald Duck. I got to go with it.
Imagine if it's Donald Duck versus Hey Hey. Could that happen? Could that happen in the finals or no?
No. Oh, damn. I mean, that's the next vote. Hey Hey versus Darth Vader. I'm going Vader because that's the obvious choice.
All right, but to be clear, we're moving Donald Duck past Olaf.
Oh, yeah, that was a...
Okay. So now we're up to Darth Vader versus Hey Hey. Obviously, yeah. I'm going to go, hey, hey, you're going to go Darth Vader. We're going to leave it up to the fucking people. They're going to vote for a goddamn criminal.
Come on, guys.
He's a chicken and he's a Cinderella story. Don't you want to see a Cinderella story win?
No, you don't want to see Hey Hey win all that. Jane, stop. Tammy, stop.
One, let's see.
There we go. Mike Patrick finally coming through with some common sense.
1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 3-3, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3, 6-7-4. All right. 8-4, 9-4. Yeah, that's... Hey, hey. You did us proud. Hey, hey. Okay. This is what happens. Darth Vader wasn't even a part of this, and Rudy had to sneak him in and put him in the easiest fucking bracket.
Listen.
It went up against a fucking rooster that doesn't speak.
Listen, the Buzz was on this side. Nemo was on this side.
Yeah, and you loaded them up against heavy hitters and didn't let me get to the good ones.
That's true. But I didn't do it intentionally. Let's just... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we're down to the final four.
Final four. All right. So on the left-hand side, we have...
It's so bad. It's Pumbaa versus Genie.
Okay, and then who do we have on the other side?
Donald Duck versus Vader.
All right, so let's start with Pumbaa versus Genie. Pumbaa versus Genie.
I'm going Genie.
I'm
going
to go Pumbaa.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Pumbaa. I thought he was all fucking hilarious.
All right, guys, let those Genie comments come in.
They said we were double frozen. I don't think we were. I think we just both weren't talking at the same time.
Maybe we just like, let's just do that one show. Just sit there and stay frozen.
Someone's going to screenshot that. She actually got a screenshot of us both frozen. Interesting. Yeah.
Maybe she froze.
All right, let's go. 1-2, 2-1. 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3,
7-3,
8-3,
9-3.
Genie wins.
I'm writing it down.
Genie is headed to the championship round.
That's crazy. I mean, Genie's a good character. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, he went up against some. Moana was in that round. Kronk. Goofy.
This one's going to fucking piss me off. I know what's happening. I see it on the fucking wall.
Donald Duck versus the iconic, the impressive, the amazing Darth Vader.
He's a criminal.
Vote already for Vader.
He's a criminal who abandoned his fucking family. Don't fight his son.
Listen, at the back, he fell in love with his son again. He became good.
Yeah, after he almost tried to kill him 10 times and built a fucking starship with a hole this big that can destroy the whole thing. Yeah, you fire your engineer immediately. Unbelievable.
Come on, guys. Enough with the Donald nonsense. Wow, where'd all those Donalds come from?
Because they know. All right, so let's see. 1-1.
There's a lot of Vaders, too, though.
3-1, 3-3, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 6-4, 7-4, 7-5, 7-6, 7-7, 8-7, 8-8, 9-8, 9-9, 10-9. It is Donald Duck up by one. If it's another Donald Duck, he wins. If it's a Vader, we're going to go to a coin toss.
Come on, let's get some Vaders next in there, guys.
Next vote. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? We might be out of votes. Everybody might have voted.
Hold on, let me double check.
Tammy says, how the hell does Donald even make it this far? Well, that's a question. Steven says, cut his hands off.
Wait, Vader, I see another vote.
Oh, interesting. Another vote was just for that. You're now eliminated, sir. And Paulina, thank you very much. You are our true hero. Look at that. She just kept voting because she knew. Fuck you.
Son of a bitch. Thank God. I tried.
Thank you for knocking out that fucking criminal.
Danny, this is literally the worst final two ever.
This is a good final. What did I tell you? Did I not say about a few minutes ago? Donald Duck might run this whole table.
Well, here we go. Genie versus Donald Duck. Where are you going?
Donald Duck. I got to stay on my list. I've been riding high with Donald Duck. I got to keep his ass going here.
I mean, I would go Donald Duck too, but should we let that go up for vote?
Yeah, let it go for a vote, because I don't think it's a lose-lose, and I think it's a win-win in either situation. You got Robin Williams, you know, voicing over Genie, which he was absolutely fantastic, great job, and you got Donald Duck, who's a goddamn menace, and I love a good menace. And I'll tell you right now, Donald Duck is running away with this.
Yeah, he's pulling away.
Running away.
Oh, for love of God.
Ashley says Donald hasn't got done another nothing. Vote. Yeah. Donald has done nothing significant in a long time. Yeah, and the genie has. I'm sorry, I don't know if you realize this. Robin Williams no longer with us. No,
that's true.
You know, you can't claim the genie with Will Smith. That was a live action. That don't count.
Can we bring Vader back?
No, sorry. You and your cousin can go fucking take a long walk off a short pier. You lost.
All right,
Donald Duck's gonna win. Donald Duck is our champion. Unbelievable. I marketed it.
Who would have thought?
So the best rides / attractions was Haunted Mansion. That one. Last week, best movie, Toy Story 1. One. I hate the way that sounds. The original Toy Story 1. There we go.
Yeah.
And then this week, best Disney character, Donald Duck.
I'm shocked.
Donald fucking Duck. How did he win?
Now, we've got one more Final Four bracket for next week I put up.
What is it?
And this one you might have to do a little homework, Uncle Danny.
Okay, probably will.
It is Disney songs.
Oh, fuck me. I'm busy next week.
Right?
I'm calling out sick. Why are we doing that? We might have to can that.
Listen, we got to finish out March with a Final Four.
There's got to be something else out there. Like, can we do, like, snacks? I'll make it. If I make it.
But I'm a fat guy, and I just eat one snack, so that won't be any good. I'll be like Mickey Pretzel to the end.
I think people would prefer the snacks over fucking songs.
I don't know. There's some good songs on here.
I couldn't tell you fucking any songs.
And let me give you the first two.
Okay, go ahead.
Let It Go versus Seize the Day.
What is Seize the Day from? I know Let It Go is from Frozen.
It's from Newsies.
Who?
You never heard of Newsies before?
No.
Get some culture, will you?
What movie is it from?
The Newsies.
Movie? That's the movie?
It's a play.
We're doing plays? You think I'm that cultured?
Number two would be, you see, some of these are tough, like Go the Distance. I'm not quite sure what that is, but number two is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right, that's a solid song. They win. Cool.
Yeah, it might be fun. Let's go for it.
No, we're not fucking doing it. No one wants it. Oh. Everybody is saying they want one of two things. They want either snacks, what do they want? Or they want resorts. I don't mind resorts. The problem is it's going to come down to deluxe resorts, because how are you going to vote All-Star Sports over Poly? And the thing is, I don't know how long of a show we can make. That might be something we could do on the tail end of March if you want to just do like a little bonus something. Or like Paulina says, maybe a little speed round. I think we should do snacks. I'll make it. I've got no problem. I'm not doing music.
Well, I'm not what gonna is Ashley Marie talking about?
Who?
I mean, like Julie's saying like transportation. What are you going to put four things? It's going to be a Final Four right from the beginning.
You know, it's like you monorail. Your car in, that's five. Scooter.
I guess. Your bicycle, if you're really feeling rambunctious. You can walk.
Your feet.
All right. If Danny's shooting down my list, I'm going to just leave it to Danny for next week.
Walk you know what? And this is the problem why we legs. Can't do hotels. I'd honestly, this is what Bailey just wrote. I want you all to comprehend this. I'd honestly vote for All Stars over Poly any day. Are you shitting me? Are you drunk? That's what she's. I mean, she's from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania scum. That's true. She's a Philadelphia Phillies fan. What do you expect? You can't expect much.
I mean, not trying to sound like a snob or anything, but like those value resorts, you're staying in a closet. You can't pick All-Star over Poly. You can.
Trust me. My fat ass has to stay in the shitty ass rundown Motel 6 that we call All-Star Sports. I am pissed. I am there for 10 nights. I am pissed.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Favorite what, though?
Everything. Rides, snacks.
You're just going to put Darth Vader 18 times, and I'm going to have to defend everything.
It's going to be Buzz versus Vader on every single one.
Everything.
Oh, we'll think of something. We'll figure it out. And I also forgot to mention earlier in the show, the first carousel popcorn bucket goes to Pam and Raj Jensen. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
What are we doing about the second bucket? Have we figured that out?
That is going to be exclusively for people. Okay, so anybody who's, you know, says, man, I can't believe it. I didn't win that Regal Carousel popcorn bucket. I really wanted it. It's okay. We got two of them. We already announced the one. The other one is going to be announced later on. And what you need to do to enter for that is only a couple of people have done it so far, is you need to head on over to wherever you download podcasts. Even if you watch it here, it doesn't matter. You can still be entered, even if you don't download the podcast. But you have to go on to, more than likely, the easiest place for everybody to go to is iTunes. Go onto your Apple podcasting, whatever the case is. You search our show, leave us a review. Not just stars. You have to leave a worded review because I don't know who leaves. If you give us 5 stars, 3 stars, whatever the fuck you give us, I don't know who leaves those. The only way I can tell you who wins is if you leave a written review. You can say, these guys suck. I hate them.
No.
Disney should cancel them. Why?
Don't say that.
They can say whatever they want. They can.
They can?
I'm not worried about Disney coming after us. They don't want us.
Oh, no. But I'm going to give away a popcorn bucket to somebody who says we suck?
I mean, they're honest. We want honesty. All right. You know? I mean, listen. Disney doesn't have to like us. Right. The general public likes us. You go around to other Disney podcasts.
Are you kidding me? Right at the end, I freeze.
Maybe we caught on to something. Just saying. All the other shows that are real hand-in-hand with Disney don't get our numbers. Just saying. And your cousin just keeps throwing out fucking nonsense.
All right.
Would we do favorites versus favorites? I'll donate 50 to the pod. Send that 50 to me. Make it out the cash.
Don't give it to Danny. He's just going to waste it on Snickers. Danny
made it to top 4 zeros. Sir, I am on a diet. I cannot eat Snickers. I wish I could. I just had lettuce and fish tonight for dinner. I want to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, who announced who won the popcorn bucket again? Just in case I didn't hear it.
Pam and Raj Jensen. I hate when people, I think I've said this before, because one of the other winners was a shared account. That drives me crazy. Like, I never had like a Rudy/Danny Claire account. Grow a pair. Get your own account.
Fair enough. Well, they won. And once again, if you want to win the other Regal Carousel popcorn bucket, head on over to iTunes. Make sure you leave a written review, leave some stars, do whatever you want. Write the honesty. We're not asking you for 5. We're not asking you for 1. We're just asking you to leave something. I don't care. It truly, as long as you guys enjoy the show, that's all that matters. I don't know. Hey, CK, you know, she says Danny wins. He can get some real Wi-Fi. Just saying. I'm not the one that
wins tonight. Just so you guys know, we did get some new swag in. We got glow-in-the-dark stickers. Did you see those?
Yeah, you sent me. I'm like, why is he sending me a picture of their same fucking sticker? I already have them. And then I saw the video go, and it was glow-in-the-dark. I was like, that's dope.
We got some cloth stickers, which we've never had before.
Cloth?
They're made out of, they're cloth. Listen, if you put them on a shirt, they don't go through the washing machine. They're not going to stay on during a wash, but they've got, a cloth feel to them. They're very cool. I'll pick some people and we'll send some of those out this week.
And then obviously always don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, your mother's ass, wherever you want to follow us. We're there.
Wherever.
We're mostly, I would say, we're always there. I would say, you know, primarily follow us on Facebook. Rudy will keep you updated throughout the week with some fun shit. You'll hear me pop in and out. I'll make sure I upload this podcast for all our podcast listeners. And we want to thank everybody who joins our show every Monday night, whether it's live or via the pod. We appreciate it. We hope you all have a wonderful evening. And
well, the magic's winding down, but don't feel blue. We'll be back next week with more for you. From the rites to the myths, the stories untold, we keep it real, we're always bold. We laughed, we cursed, we took a dive through Disney's world, we're still alive. So until next time when the curtains fall, remember we'll be back with it all. Truth won't hide.